Father, we want to thank you this morning. It has pleased you, O God, to grant us this time to be able to speak unto your people. Lord, we thank you, God, for keeping us all these days. We thank you, God, for every situation that your people are passing through. We thank you, God, because of the comfort of the word of God you are giving to us. We thank you, Father, because despite all that is happening, you are still keeping us on the top. Lord, we give you all the glory this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, today we have come. We pray that this word will enter to the heart of every era, and it will make us a better being. It will give us goal in our life, and it will make us what you want us to be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you, God, because through this word this morning, there shall be healing, there shall be deliverance, there shall be lifting in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Air. I believe I meet you well. Oh, to God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you help me to invite people? Help me to gather your people at home or at work or wherever you might be. Tell them that Church on Air is now on this channel. Help me to phone somebody. Tell the person that you should, you know, tune to this station, because it is time for God to visit you. I know this morning that my God, whom I serve, will visit you. It will change your situation for good, and you will rejoice again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to thank God for all those coming to church, those who are coming to our program on Fridays. You know, the last one. Thank God for those who are coming on Sundays too. I thank God for what God is doing. Thank God for all our testimonies. Thank God because, you know, as you used to come, I am sure that God will give you your own testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, by the grace of God, we shall be talking on be strong and courageous. Be what? Be strong and be courageous. Be strong, because you know we are in a season right now that the faith of many people are shaking. We are in a season when things doesn't look the same again. We are in a very challenging period. We are in a very critical period. We are in a time that things that has not been happening before are now happening now. But you know what? Because I should tell you, be strong and what? And courageous. You know, because you know, at the end of the tunnel, you know, God is going to give you light. I know that at last you will rejoice in the name of Jesus Christ. Be strong and courageous. Can we open our Bible, if you haven't, where you are, to Joshua chapter 1. We are reading from verse 6 down to 9. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 6 to 9.
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Hallelujah. Now can you start to see there that, you know, God, the mantle of leadership was passed to Joshua. You know, Bible says after the death of Moses, God himself came to Joshua. Can you see now? God himself visited Joshua. You know, God was telling him that right now, the mantle has come upon you, you know, to lead my people from here, you know, into the promised land. And it is your assignment to divide the lot, to divide the land on the children of Israel. What an assignment. What a big job. What a big task. You know, I have not seen that Joshua happens to be a surveyor before, or he did land estate management. I didn't know that. But God says, see, Joshua, I know that the work before you is great. It's a major task, you know. But God was saying that, look, as I was with Moses, I will also be with you. Hallelujah. If the success of Moses is because I am with Moses. And now God was telling Joshua that, see, I'm going to replicate the success that I give to Moses in your life. Hallelujah. Now, can you start to see now that, you know, when God sent you on an errand, he will back you up. You know, he was now telling Joshua, it is now your turn. Somebody, you are listening to me this morning. I speak to you in Nigerian language. It is now your turn. I said, it's now your turn. God told Joshua that now the baton of leadership is now passed on to you, and you are to do this work the way it should be done. Now, God now says in verse 5, he says, there shall no man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake you. I pray for you hearing me this morning. God will not fail you. You will not be forsaken. God will not fail you. You will not be forsaken in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is assurance. You know, God was talking to Joshua as if he was talking to a colleague. Can you see now? God is just a humble God. God told Joshua that you want to start an assignment. You know, that assignment, I will back you up. You know, I will be with you. Now in verse 6, now read verse 6 again.
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers
to
give them.
So, the assignment is to divide the land. Can you see now? The assignment is to move them from that Jordan point to the promised land, and then to divide the land. What an enormous task. And God was telling him, Joshua, be strong, be courageous. Probably you want to start a project this moment, or you want to start a new thing, or you know, you just want to do something that you've never done before. I said to you this morning, be strong and courageous. Why? Because at the end, you will succeed. Because at the end, you will be celebrated. But even though what you want to do right now, what you want to do, you don't even have the whole money. Don't be discouraged. God will meet you at the point of your knees. Probably right now you are so much discouraged that you don't even believe in yourself again. Oh, I am telling you this morning that, hear me, God has not abandoned you. God has not finished up with you. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you are asking. You know, he's able to bring to pass those things that you are looking unto him for. All you need to do is to believe God. People that have believed God, they are courageous people. Eh? People who believe in God, they are courageous. The Bible says, be strong, therefore. You see, God repeated be strong and courageous 3 times in that scripture that we read. You know, in verse 7, they say, be strong and courageous. That may is observed to do according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. So, for you to succeed in life, you must do it in the godly way. You must go in the godly way. You know, he said, you must not turn to the right, not to the left. You know, you must, you know, the assignment of God must be done in God's way. And so, he now told him that, look, oh, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That is to say, you know, you must build your life on the word. You know, courageous people, they fill their heart with the word. Courageous people are people that flow on the word. You know, I remember when God told Peter to come on the river, he said, come. You know, when Peter was coming, God has put a carpet, you know, of the word on the water. And so Peter cannot submerge. Why? Because he believed in the word. Can you see now? The word of God suspended your life. The word of God take it to success. That's what he now says in verse 8. Read it now.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
You say the word of God gives not ordinary success, but good success. I see you this morning having good success in Jesus' name. I say you are having good success in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, now he now said that in verse 9, I commanded thee, be strong and be what? Courageous. Be not afraid, not without dismay. For the Lord thy God is with you, we are so ever that great. Making the third time that God was telling, you know, Joshua to be what? To be strong and courageous. This morning, God is saying the same thing to you. Be strong and be of good courage. Why? Because success is about to come in your life. If you don't quit, you will surely win. If you don't look back, you will surely make it at the end. You know, so he's saying this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And what happened? You will make your way prosperous. And then you have good success. Hear me? Timid people can't make it in life. Timid people, when they will just hear fools, they are on the race. Look at Proverbs chapter 28 in verse 1. Proverbs 28 verse 1.
The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
Can you see? The righteous are bold. Why? Because God is backing them. You must have a lionic spirit in you. A spirit that can never fear. But you know, the timid, you know, they run. A small thing like this, they are shaking. They are like jelly Christian. Some people, they will just hear a particular word like this from Goliath, and they start to wee-wee. Can you imagine that now? That should not be you again. You must be strong in the Lord. You know, you must be strong in the word of God. You must be strong in God's ability. So God has promised you that he will see you through. God has promised you that in whatsoever situation you are, he is going to help you. That is the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 41 in verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
So courageous people are not fearful people. And God is saying, you know, don't fear, I will uphold you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. Can he tell you a lie? You know, God is telling that in all the things you want to do right now, in what you want to embark upon, he said, I will help you. He said, I will strengthen you. Can you see now? That is God speaking to you. You know, I don't know the journey of life you want to embark upon right now. I don't know what you want to start now that looks bigger than you. God is saying, I will help you. I'm sure you believe that. He said, I will help you. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and your ending. I have the ability to help you. Who else can help you if God doesn't help you? Are you trusting him, man? So, God said, you know, I will uphold you. May God uphold you in the name of Jesus. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
We invite all interested candidates to register for a 6-month diploma course in biblical study at the Institute of Mission, Deliverance and Healing, IMIDE, Christian Dominion Network Ministry International, Asheru. Courses offered include Foundation of Faith, Spiritual Warfare, Principles of Prayer, Spiritual Mapping Techniques, New Testament Survey, Demonology 101, Demonology 201, Strategic Targets, and Evangelism. Lecture commences last Saturday in the month of September. Time 12 noon to 3 p.m. every Saturday. For inquiries, please call 080-33-855-927 or call 080-37-50-6595 080-37-50-6595.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning we are talking about to be strong and to be courageous. It's a word of encouragement this morning that God is bringing to us. And I want you to know that, you see, that as God is speaking to Joshua, you know, he's also speaking to you. That in whatsoever thing you want to start, in whatsoever business or a new way of life, you know, you want to start, you must be courageous. Why? Because God is interested in you. God wants you to make it. You know, the Bible says it's in you, it's for you, and it's with you, so you can never fail. Hallelujah. The same word David said to Solomon in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 20. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20.
And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of a good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the works of the service of the house of the Lord.
Why? Because Solomon was to build the house of the Lord. David tried it, but God said, no, David, you're not going to do it. Because your hands are full of blood. And that is your son that will come after you is the one that's going to do the work. And so David saw that this work is enormous. And so he charged Solomon. He spoke to Solomon and he said, Solomon, my son, be strong and courageous and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, is with thee. The beginning of success in life is that God is with thee. He said, is with thee. He will not fail you, nor forsake you, until you finish the work of the service of the house of God. Can you see now? This is one of the secrets why Solomon, built the house. Encouragement. Everyone needs encouragement. The encouragement that David gave to Solomon helped Solomon in the building of the house of God. And no wonder he finished, and he finished well. I pray for you hearing me this morning, you will finish well. I say you are going to finish well. No matter what, no matter the battle of life, no matter what you are going through right now, no matter the negative thing that is occurring in your life, you will surely overcome them in Jesus' name. The disciples asked the same problem, but thank God because courage came. The enemies came against them that they must not preach the gospel. But thank God. Why? Because courage came. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 4, now let's look at verse number 13. Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
They saw their boldness. They saw their boldness. Ah, these people, they are not learned. They didn't go to school. Can you see now? And they are looking, where did they get their boldness from? They got their boldness from the word of God. Why? Because Jesus has spoken. And they believe the word. So the Bible says, the people saw the boldness of John and Peter. So boldness can be seen. Boldness can be seen. Hallelujah. When a lion roared in a place, all the leaves, they start to fall. And every other animal in the next 10 kilometers, they will hear that roaring and they will go down their knees in fear. Why? Because a lion is roaring. Can you see that? So also, they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were on land and ignorant men. They marveled and they took advantage of them. First thing, so people will know you by what? By your boldness. Excuse me, brothers and sisters, hearing me this morning. You must be bold. No matter what you are passing through, no matter your situation, you must be bold. No matter, the calamity, no matter what is happening, be bold. Because the boldness will take you to the next level of life. Don't forget that God said in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, in verse 7, that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of sound mind. God has given us. God used three spirits to tackle one spirit. Why? Because he knew that fear is calamitous. He knew that this fear is destructive. So God now used, the spirit of power and love and sound mind to tackle, the spirit of fear. I break every hold of fear in your life. Every stronghold of fear, thing that is making you to be afraid, is totally destroyed this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there are some people in the Bible that they are very strong and courageous. I want to see them before we finish this morning. If we cannot finish this morning, we continue next week by the grace of God. One of them was a man called Daniel. Wow. Daniel, in the lion's den. I am sure you know the story very well in the book of Daniel, chapter number 6. Daniel in lion's den. Hallelujah. The enemy came. Gather together. Because at every level in your life, expect a devil. Expect an attack. Expect an attack. So, as God was pushing up Daniel in the ladder of favor, the enemy rises. So when it's like things are becoming good for you, you are making it in life, don't think that everybody is happy with you. There are some new level that has new challenges. There are some things you'll be passing through that it will rear the ugly head of the devil against your life. And they say, she only can show me. Is it the only person? You know? And they will look for how they will prove it out. That was the story of Daniel, because King Darius set him up. King Darius lifted Daniel. Can you see now? King Darius helped Daniel to achieve his purpose in life. And Bible says he set, you know, people in his kingdom, and he put president, he put people in the houses. And then we are now told in verse 3, Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Yeah?
Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm.
I pray that God will set you higher than your enemies. God will set your children higher than their equal. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says, then this Daniel was preferred above all others. Can you see now? That's excellent spirit. May you be preferred. I pray for the anointing of uniqueness upon your life. Anywhere you go, the spirit of God will single you out. The spirit of God will help you out. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, because excellent spirit was in the life of Daniel, so he began to move ahead. What's excellent spirit? Excellent spirit is spirit of the Holy Spirit. This spirit in the Old Testament manifests in some people. It manifests in David. David too has excellent spirit that time. You know, Bible says everybody in the household of Saul, they love David. Why? Because Bible says he behaved well today. Can you see now? Behavior is so good. The way you behave. Don't think that, you know, you can be arrogant and you will make it in life. Don't think that you can be rude and make it in life. Don't think that, you know, you can do anything anyhow. Hear me? Your attitude determines your attitude. Your attitude today is the prophecy of your tomorrow's breakthrough. You know, if you live well today, tomorrow will be good for you. That was Daniel. You know? And because of that, people gather together to what? To accuse him, to run him down, to break, you know, his success. But they could not. Bible says, let me read verse 7. Yes.
All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of the king, he shall be cast into the den of lions.
Every evil decree in this land is nullified in the name of Jesus Christ. Decree that will bring unrighteousness. Decree that negates, you know, the growth of this nation. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. So the president, all of them, they came together, they established a decree that nobody should pray for 30 days, but unto what? Unto the king. Now, you don't need that decree. How can you pray to man? What can man give to you? Man is limited. It's God that is unlimited. And you know what now? Daniel would not like to descend or to say, Ibukuni form order. No. To fear God. No. It's true. I love Daniel. When we get to heaven by the grace of God, one of the people I want to see in heaven is Daniel. You know? His courage. You know? Even though they said they should not pray, you know what? He now prayed. He now opened his windows. He opened everywhere. He opened the door. He was not praying secretly. Because if it were you hearing me this morning, if they said tomorrow, nobody must go to church. If you go to church, they will pull down your head. Will you go? Will you go? Will you allow your husband to go? You say, no. No. Me afraid to pass on. No. Can you see now? But look at courageous people. They told them not to pray because they are looking for how to get in. They couldn't see he was of a good character. Everything was good. And they now look for the law of God. And you know what happened at last? They set him up. The king agreed. And at last, Daniel entered the den of lion. But you know what now? Can you see courage? Daniel was, they thought that he would change. But okay, I won't pray again. He didn't. Now what now happened? Now, let's read, you see what Daniel said in verse 21 and 22. Yes.
Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt.
Can you see? God respects people who stand for him. How long will you be running here and there? Why can't you take courage? Stand for God in your working place. Anywhere you are, stand. For who? for Jesus. You know, Daniel stood for God. You know, he stood as an ambassador. And God backed him up. Can you see? Oh my God. I love this story very well. I will continue here next week, from here next week, in the name of Jesus Christ. But one thing I want you to know this morning is that you need to give your life to Jesus. So after this, as you give your life to Jesus, the spirit of Holy Spirit is the spirit of boldness. Boldness will come upon you in Jesus' name. And lastly, I'd love to see you tomorrow in the church at Christian Dominion Network Ministries by two services. The first one by 7:30, second one by 9 o'clock. I am sure tomorrow, as you come, you experience God's grace and power. See you then. Thank you for your listening prayer. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send and reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927, or visit our website at www.cdnfi.org.ng. www.cdnfi.org.ng. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tract in Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.